Trump announces full and immediate ceasefire between India and Pakistan. By John Hayward on May 10, 2025. After a night of steadily escalating hostilities between India and Pakistan, including each side launching attacks on the other's military bases, President Donald Trump announced on Saturday morning that his administration was able to mediate a full and immediate ceasefire in the conflict. After a long night of talks mediated by the United States, I am pleased to announce that India and Pakistan have agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire, Trump wrote on Truth Social. Congratulations to both countries on using common sense and great intelligence. Thank you for your attention to this matter. The president added. Pakistani Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar confirmed the ceasefire shortly after Trump's announcement, describing the agreement as a full-fledged ceasefire that went into effect immediately. He said lines of communication between the governments and militaries of India and Pakistan have been opened. Pakistan has always strived for peace and security in the region, without compromising on its sovereignty and territorial integrity, Dar declared. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the top military officials in India and Pakistan have been in contact, and they have agreed that both sides would stop all fighting and military action on land, air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on May 12 at 12 o'clock, he said. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed the ceasefire and said India and Pakistan have agreed to start talks on a broad set of issues at a neutral site. Over the past 48 hours, Vice President J.D. Vance and I have engaged with senior Indian and Pakistani officials, including Prime Ministers Narendra Modi and Shehbaz Sharif, External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar, Chief of Army Staff Asim Munir, and National Security Advisors Ajit Doval and Asim Malik, Rubio said. We commend Prime Ministers Modi and Sharif on their wisdom, prudence, and statesmanship in choosing the path of peace, he said. India bombed alleged terrorist targets inside Pakistan on Tuesday night in retaliation for the brutal massacre of tourists by terrorist gunmen with Pakistani connections on April 22. Pakistan fired on India's warplanes during the operation, and the two sides have been exchanging attacks and counterattacks with artillery and small arms fire every day since Tuesday, each side blaming the other for initiating hostilities. Friday night saw a particularly sharp escalation in the conflict, as India struck three Pakistani air bases with long-range missiles, including one located near the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. Pakistan claimed it was able to intercept most of India's missiles. The Pakistani military described India's actions as a provocation of the highest order and counterattacked against six Indian bases, launching what it billed as a major counteroffensive called Operation Bunyan Marsoos. The events of the evening were seen as an alarming escalation in the conflict because both India and Pakistan hit targets outside of Kashmir, the disputed region where the April 22 terrorist attack occurred.